Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
I hope you don't think I have herpes.
The Wake Up Call.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What is something that messed you up as a kid that you can vividly remember as an adult? 766-1065. We bring this up because Gavin had a situation with something you saw, right?
Yeah, I recently screwed up as a parent.
Oh.
And I screwed my child up.
Okay.
Netflix has a new documentary out now called Our Planet, and I love watching them. And my son Connor, who's now 7, he loves watching them too because he loves animals. So this one just came out on Netflix. So I'm like, let's watch it. And we started watching it. And one of the episodes had a scene that was so terrible.
Oh, God.
That I was distressed by it. And I knew he was. I could see it physically on his face. And
okay.
It's not like a lion eating a gazelle.
Okay,
we've
so
seen stuff
goes...
like that. He's okay with that.
Okay.
It's not Circle of Life stuff. The whole Our Planet thing is all about climate change. And there's a scene in it where because walruses in Russia are losing their habitat, their ice, they're being forced to live on more and more land. And there's a scene in it. Now, the scene's been disputed, but regardless, it still happened. So there's a scene where the walruses are because they can't see well, and they are falling off of a cliff. And they're falling off of a cliff, landing on jagged rocks with, like, super injuries, or some of them are just dying on impact, and it's all shot in slow motion.
Oh my gosh.
With sad music playing.
Oh my God.
Because they're trying to get a message across,
right,
about climate change, and it's terrible. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And I'm looking at Connor, and Connor's just destroyed as a little innocent child. And then I tried to remember, like, okay, as badly as I feel about this, my parents let me watch Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and I still can't watch the scene where he rips a beating heart out of a man's chest.
That's right.
And then the heart catches on fire. That messed me up as a kid.
Now, one of my favorite movies of all time is Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene right in the very beginning where they're walking through the library, and then out of nowhere, the ghost librarian jumps out, and oh man, I remember as a kid still so vividly, like, that shook me. I couldn't watch the beginning of that for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad was he would let us watch some stuff we surely shouldn't have watched, and we watched this movie called Man in the Moon, starring a very young Reese Witherspoon.
Uh-huh.
And the, like, teen boy lead, I thought was so dreamy. He gets run over by a lawnmower.
Who was driving the lawnmower?
I think he was, but it was like a riding lawnmower, and I think he fell off and it ran over. I don't know. The point is, I mean, if I even heard lawnmowers start up for a long time, I was like,
But, like, some people said, like, you know, the beginning of Michael Jackson's Thriller,
oh,
where
yeah,
he turns into a werewolf. Yeah, that was terrible. But at the time, Michael Jackson was, like, every kid's dream come true.
Right.
Which, in hindsight, I know how that sounds.
I know.
But this person said it scared her so much. And then her mom used to keep the VHS of Thriller in plain view. And whenever she acted up, she would point to it.
As God.
If, like, I'm going to make you watch Thriller again.
Oh, that's terrible.
The opening music of Unsolved Mysteries
from
somebody.
That, yeah.
And that is kind of like, oh, there it is. Like, if you've never heard this, it's kind of like.
This part isn't scary. It's
no.
This part. Uh-oh.
Like, what's going to happen?
Coming at you.
It could come at any moment.
Right.
Aliens? Ghosts? A serial killer still in the loose?
Lexi said that and this makes sense, the Wicked Witches Monkeys and the Lollipop Guild. Actually, don't say the Lollipop Guild.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it makes you seem like you have a problem with little people.
Oh, well, it's the fact that they had such gravelly voices. I didn't like them either.
Their dance moves were a little choppy.
So many people said The Neverending Story, and so many people said so many different scenes from The Neverending Story.
Yeah, how about, you know what messed me up? The fact that the kid in Neverending Story was like tucked away up in the library or something.
He's an attic.
An attic, and nobody knew where he was, and he had just a little bit of his lunch to eat. I was like, well, what happens when he finishes his...
I mean, that would bother you. Some people even said the news, because when they were a kid, baby Jessica fell down a well.
And Jessica!
They were terrified of wells.
Okay, I kind of think that's where my holes thing comes from. Mm. Like, I don't like to walk over grates or anything, and I think it's from baby Jessica. And for those people that don't know, there was like a well in her backyard, I guess, and she was like almost two, but she was like walking around, and she fell down into it, and it took like a day to get her out.
Was it just a day? It felt like it was a whole month.
Yeah, it felt like a long time.
I feel like it was the first time something was like on Earth, first time I remember of like 24-hour news coverage.
It felt like she fell into the well when she was two, and when they pulled her out, she was a middle-aged woman.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.